Live. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. February 4th. Really excited. As always, we're cracking some jokes ahead of time about my ice bath I put up on social media yesterday. We're always talking about social media, create buzz, that kind of thing. I got to the gym today. This is exactly the point, right? Do things that like create attention, right? You want to look, we're in a loud world. The average person sees 35,000 pieces of marketing and publicity and that kind of stuff a day, every day. So it's pretty hard on social media to like break free. But then what happened was, I mean, a bunch of comments, people writing me, went to the gym today. My one friend who's a highly successful person, was like, what are you doing? You know, and it was just, it was hilarious. They created a talking piece this morning. And, I of course do it for fun. I am kind of a crazy person. I have a highly addictive personality. So, people like me have to stay away from substances and things like that because it can become an issue. So I have to do stuff that is intense, because I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie. So, Dano, you would get that. Anyways, that's kind of where that started. But look, a lot of attention, a lot of people writing me, texting me individually. What's the point? Why are you doing it? Da, da, da. Why are you getting in a bathtub outside when the water is freezing? That's crazy. And then that creates a lot of attention, right? And then now I'm talking to people, right? And then it's like, so how you been? What are you up to? How's the family? You know, and lines of communication are flowing, right? Now, I'm not saying you got to go do an ice bath. It is good for you. By the way, it raises dopamine levels, which is the happy drug that you get, okay? Raises dopamine levels naturally from your body to the same level as somebody doing cocaine. So to give you an idea, it's insane. You feel incredible afterwards. So you don't have to do cocaine. You can do something healthy, okay? You can make good decisions. So there you go, Wendy. You can see why your relatives always did that for years and years. It makes them feel good. So, but today we're talking more money, less problems. We're not talking Notorious B.I.G. He said more money, more problems. We're talking less problems. And what does that mean, right? So, what do you mean more money, less problems? And I'm not talking about in your life materialistically. That's kind of a whole separate conversation. I'm saying more money, less problems in your business. Okay. When you're running your business, how much easier it can be, when you get to work. Okay. And what I mean by that is when you step up your personal income, okay, your personal activity. Okay. When you step that up, your income goes up, right? Well, expenses don't really increase if it's personal, right? Now, if you're building a team and you're creating a sales contest inside your office, if you're running a sales contest, that costs money, right? And there's certain things that cost money, but don't think of it as cost. That's the challenge. We think in terms of cost, not as investments, right? People think, well, let me invest. I want to invest money. And we think in terms of the way that somebody invests money that we're helping as a client, like, oh, you should invest money into this mutual fund. Well, sure, we should do that as well. But remember, you have a business. So your business doesn't act like, I mean, it's not like a mutual fund. You could double your business this year, right? We were talking the whole end of the year, beginning of January, we were talking about what? 2021 in Q1, right? So in the first quarter of this year, the goal was to hit all of last year's numbers. Well, that's crazy, right? That's like, think about a mutual fund. If it did, you know, some exponential number, right? It just exploded, right? It did in one quarter what you did in a whole year, right? Four quarters, four times more, 400% increase. You can't go buy a mutual fund that's going to do 400% this year. But in order for you to do that much more business, what are you going to have to do? Probably invest in your business, okay? You're going to have to invest in all the things Roy talks about, a sales assistant, maybe a back office assistant. Those are probably two different people. Okay. And you're typically going to need both of them. Okay. One sometimes is a spouse or something, and someone else is a sales assistant. But when you get your personal income up, and that's from you out working, you selling, we sometimes, I think we talk too much about overrides and people then like stop learning how to work, you know, like just go do it. Okay. When you go do it, you can get some income, and when you have some income, now you can afford to invest back into your business and pump some money back into it. So we're going to kind of talk about today the kinds of things that people have invested in the last, I want to talk about, you know, the things you've invested in over the last 12, 18 months, let's say since you've been involved in Sales Team Pro, maybe it's been longer than that for you, things you've invested in that gave you less problems, right? So more money, less problems. You're making more money and you have less challenges, less headaches. You're not like freaking out about all these different things, right? One of the best pieces or things that I did was I got Monday.com. So there's Monday.com and Roy Uses Teamwork. Those are like the two leading companies in that space. It's just like organizational program. So, you know, like how do you handle task management, right? Like I forget everything. Okay. Big type A, if I don't write it down or I don't get a reminder, I'm going to forget. Okay. So like Roy's got Teamwork, then he's got Kristen and Bree on Teamwork, and then probably Kristen and Bree texting Roy to remind him to do things, because when you got a lot going on, right, and you're running a big company, it's easy to forget stuff. Monday has helped me to work with my staff where I don't drop the ball so much, right? And then they know what I have done, what I haven't done, and it keeps things organized. It had an investment to it. I don't know, some monthly or annual subscription. I don't even remember what it was, but it was worth it. Okay. That was one of those things where me working made money. I took that money while I was leading a lot of headaches, right? Took that income and bought something to decrease the headache, you know, make life easier, right? And then as well as all kinds of other things, right? Landing pages. You might have gotten your own personal landing page, profile videos, QR codes. I want to talk about anything that you've invested in. And it was that. It's not a cost. It was an investment. Things that you've invested in over the last 12, 18, 24 months that has increased your income and made life easier, right? Less stress, more freedom, not killing yourself, right? I mean, guys, we should be able to be so efficient. You know, I just went, Roy and I were talking yesterday, and I just clicked over 300 with the company yesterday. And I was like, dude, I've never worked this little ever. Like, it is crazy. I used to kill myself for like 100, 150, 200, had 200 for like 5 years, 4 or 5 years. You know, I was like, I never worked this little, and I grew my income by like 120,000 over last year's 1099s. It's crazy. Because of efficiencies, by putting in these tools, using technology to leverage my time, it makes life easier, less stressful, so you can make more money and enjoy your life, right? So that you're not just grinding all the time. So I want to open it up to that. We're going to talk about this today, all the different things that you can do that help you out, okay? And that can be down to think programs you use for your phone. I've heard people, you know, all the apps and stuff like that. I just want to today rifle through tons of stuff that people are like, I'm using this. It helps. It made my life easier. It's helping me to make more money. So I'll kind of start with people that I know have invested in some things just to kind of get the morning going here. So John Peartz, you love to talk early. I love when you talk early. So you've gone landing page. You know, what are some of the things? Take us through, take your time. What are the things you've done? I know your income's up like 30 or 40% this year. What does that look like? What have you been doing?
You know, it's funny, and good morning, everyone. It's always an honor to speak on here. I learned so much from this community. And Josh, congratulations to you guys for crossing that 300,000 mark. That's a big deal. In any place, right? That's just, it's really awesome. So congrats to you and Lauren. You know, it started with Sales Team Pro, and Sales Team Pro led to the community, and then the community started to open up ideas. And the biggest one, I would say, outside of Sales Team Pro, the second biggest game changer for me, and I think some of the things that I'm going to go over are really, really inexpensive and simple, but they have such powerful capabilities compared to the way we were working before. The first one is Acuity. Acuity and the full version of Acuity or something like it, where people can schedule with you without you having to do the scheduling, was an absolute game changer. I mean, I can't even, and I don't know how to convey how much of a game changer that one thing was. I mean, before people were, you know, like either reps or office staff was like, hey, when are you available, right? You're trying to find ways to share your calendar that don't work. And that was an absolute game changer. The ability to block off when you are on and when you're off was a life changer, a quality of life changer. And I think that goes along with what you were talking about with, I've never worked so less to get a bigger result, right? It's because, you know, we're truly now, I think, using the technology and things that we're talking about today to leverage our time rather than just straight up, you know, grinding and just trying to break through that brick wall. So Acuity was a big, big one. We, back in 2020, you know, I talk about LinkedIn. I tried some automation stuff. So we invested in that, but that was, you know, an experiment that it didn't work. We learned a lot, but it wasn't what we wanted to do. I did that in 2020, and I did that actually in 2021 as well. So it was a good investment to find out the things that we like and the things that we don't like. I'm sitting here literally looking at my computer, and what do we use? Link app was another one. The ability to convey to others all that we want to convey to them in an app that's easy and friendly and has analytics to see, you know, who's opening and who's looking. I think that's invaluable. Having that digital business card, being able to link all the things from Sales Team Pro onto there, or other things that you're doing, you know, like a podcast or like for us, that's on there. I'll give you a great example, right? We may need to have a compliant website, and maybe, you know, my personal development podcast doesn't fit on a financial advisor's website, but I can put it on my digital business card and get it out that way. So again, it's leveraging. We invested in our own website. We invested in a profile video and all those things build credibility. I just literally signed up. Mark Drake talked about BombBomb. So we invested in that, right? Because I love leaving videos for people. I think it's a great way to communicate with people. And texting doesn't get it. Texting doesn't really do it the way people seeing you can. And I thought that was an incredible way.
What's that called, John? Circle back to that real quick.
BombBomb. B-O-M-B. BombBomb.
Like a bomb. Okay, got it.
Yep.
All right, cool.
And you're able to, so, you know, like my wife TJ was like, well, why can't you just make a video and do it that way? And it's because videos take up a lot of data. Well, BombBomb created a way for you to embed a video into an email or a text where people can see a preview and all that, but it's not crunching up a ton of data. So that works. So there's, I think those are the things right now. But then the last thing, and I guess my message to people is at least what we found, because I love what you said, right? More money, less problems. There's stages to it. Yes, we grew our income, and we're about to, like, we're growing our income even more this year because of all these things. But there's some things that are happening in our personal life and then in our business life that are going to free up dollars that we're going to, we've already earmarked those. Okay, we need to hire a marketing person. Like, so I have that person waiting in the wings like that. We're going to finally invest in a person who handles all these things that we're talking about that we realize, and I've said this before, I'm not good at. I don't want to get good at it. It's not a strength. I can create content, but I want somebody who says, like working out, do this day, get it to me. I work very well under those circumstances. So I know we have to invest money for that person. But there are stages of that, getting and taking on assistance and all those things. It's almost like I love what you said, right? We have to grow our business and earn income right? And never sell something at the expense, right? Like, I just think it needs to be mentioned. Don't sell something just to sell something because you have a goal of doing XYZ. Make sure you're growing your business in a way that healthy business growth leads to healthy business investments. You know what I mean? Like, I grew my business in a way that the business is making more income, and I can take that income and invest it into more things that grow the business, that grow the income. But don't just go out there and do a bunch of things that maybe give you short-term income, because you're going to have a problem later on because it's not sustainable. So I just wanted to talk about that. There's levels of what we're talking about, but have the foresight to say, when we hit this milestone, this is what we bring on. And before we do that, these are the things that we're going to do to get there. And if you plan it out like that, you're going to hit those targets.
Yeah, that's really powerful. I mean, you were one of the guys who, you know, Roy talked about all these things. Dean talked about a bunch of different things. I started to talk about a bunch of different technologies and things. And you just implement, man. You're an implementer. Like Mark Drake's talks about bomb, bomb, boom, you got it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you say this works? It's like coachability, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, let's roll with it. You know, it's like, yeah, it might cost me a little bit of money, but in the beginning, right? But it's going to have a return on investment. So that's fantastic. Which of those things, I mean, it's probably accumulation, John, but is there any of these certain things that you would say like made a huge or a bigger impact for you specifically?
The biggest one, again, outside of Sales Team Pro, because Sales Team Pro just changed our whole life. The second one is Acuity, Josh.
Acuity, really. Okay.
Yeah, just that alone. Like I had a rep, he's not really involved, but he called me yesterday. He's like, hey, I tried to book an appointment and I can't find your scheduling link. Can you send that to me again? And now he has it and he can hook me up with who he needs to hook, and I'm released. And that freedom of time, I mean, of years and years and years of chasing people, is a game changer.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, the scheduling program has been monumental. Like somebody just recently booked an appointment in my office with me, kind of an old recruit. And this guy just booked an appointment with me. And I'm like, I'm not going to the office. I'm not driving up there to talk to this guy. I'm like, no. So I went into my calendar link, John. I deleted the ability to even book an appointment in my office. I just got rid of it. I'm like, nope, sorry. Like this ain't happening, you know? And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore, you know? So yep. It's cool. 'Cause you can control your life, you know, which is cool. So awesome. Well, John, appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
So who else has used, and like Joe Casella, you were probably, I don't know, man, you were early to the game on profile pack and profile videos. I mean, you had to be, I think you were in the first half dozen people in the company with a profile video. And I know that you've instituted a lot of other things. Wanted to see what you've invested in that you feel like has had a good return on investment. It's been helpful for you, you know, that kind of thing. It's helping you grow your business, grow your income.
Yeah, absolutely. Profile video has been huge. Having that on a landing page, with the Calendly on there has been huge because you can just direct people to it. You know, and that links up with the QR code business card. You know, I use Blink, so people can just scan my phone and that all connects back together. I had headshots done at the beginning of last year. And, you know, it's funny now the girl who did my headshots, nothing came from that business wise, but then she sent me a message through Instagram the other day saying, hey, I'm going to send my mom to you because it's not working out with the advisor she's working with. And before I could reply to this girl and say, thank you for the introduction, her mom had already been on my landing page and booked an appointment through Calendly. You know, even things like Zoom, like I just had to renew my annual subscription and I totally forgot about it. I'm like, what the heck is this charge? But that's been such a big help to have something like that. Even paying for Naviplan, you know, if you're 65 licensed, you have the option to use the InvestCloud Naviplan software for helping clients. And, you know, that's $1,500 a year. But I know, like, I'm working on a $1.7 million deal right now. And that would not have been possible a year and a half ago before I was using Naviplan. So that investment right there, I mean, you know, just as an RVP, $1.5 million is going to pay you $9,000 a year. Well, I think that's worth the Naviplan investment every year to do that. Of course, STP, having someone do the social media marketing for me. And we're getting ready to do our annual client appreciation webinar. We do every year. We do it over Zoom. And the invites I set out, there's a local chocolate shop here that makes like boutique chocolates and everything. And we send those out to all of our clients, a little four pack with a QR code for them to get to the link to register for that. So we probably put, I don't know, a couple hundred, maybe a grand into that with shipping and everything by the time that's done. And just to think about all the books I've bought last year that have made such an impact in my thinking, I mean, that's got to be another grand to 1500. So all those things together, all the things that John just talked about, and I'm, you know, I picked up half of this stuff from you guys. So it is certainly an investment. And I think in the beginning, it can be a hard pill to swallow because you're shelling out thousands and thousands of dollars on the front end. But 12, 18 months later, the return on investment is just ridiculous. And, you know, like you were saying too, John, just the freedom it opens up in your life. If you get that time to work out, it's just absolutely incredible. So everybody's got to run this like a business and, you know, drop some dollars into it. It'll pay off.
Yeah, it's good, Joe. So like you've seen a freedom come from it, clearly. Have you also seen as you got more professional, and we'll call it that, right? Because it's what it is, right? You're sloppy if you're just like texting everybody all the time and there's only one option to get a hold of you and that's your phone and, you know, that kind of thing. When you got professional, did you, like you're dealing with this $1.7 million trade, were you running into that stuff before or as often, or are you seeing your clientele, like the quality of your clientele, are you seeing that lift after investing into these things?
Yeah, the quality is definitely lifting. And I think it's also the mindset of, and I think a bunch of us on this call went through this painful transformation, you know, a year or two ago, where we're kind of leaning more towards the advisor side rather than the, you know, let's start with the life insurance and see where that goes. And just having that confidence of, no, this is my process. And I'm going to tell you how my process works. And if you're not on board with that, then we're probably not going to be a good fit. So it's definitely an attitude shift. And that comes from the books and the scheduling and getting on these calls and listening to everything. So implementing it, you know, you start to attract that higher clientele because, like you said, it's more confidence. We know where we're going with this and we're just looking for the right people that are going to fit.
Yeah, that's good. And I've also learned that those more professional clients that I've seen coming in through from my professionalism increasing, they're also less headaches. You know, they're like, they're really easy to deal with. Have you felt the same way?
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know, maybe over the last 4 months, I've turned away probably two or three people that I met with for an initial appointment. And not because, I mean, they had assets, but I was like, no, I'm not, I can just tell you're going to be a pain in the butt and it's not worth, if we're talking about freedom and building these connections and, you know, this is the other thing. I was thinking about this the other day, actually from one of these calls and thinking about bringing on different people with different backgrounds. Like, you know, I'm not a big sports guy and stuff like that. And I don't go out and jump in my canoe and whatever, go whitewater rafting. So I would have some trouble connecting with someone on that level, but you know, I'm a musician. John's a drummer. I could work great with him and we can connect and have that kind of conversation. So I want to hire people in my business that can go out and connect and make that connection. So they're less of a pain because you're finding the right people that you match with as well.
Yeah, that's really good, Joe. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, everybody, hit that plus sign in the bottom if you haven't. This conversation is like really powerful today. So hit that, you'll see the little person there, hit that plus sign, add some people in because, Roy Matlock is in the house today. Roy, excited to have you on. Are you available to talk and, talk about some things that maybe you've invested in that, you know, made a big difference for your business?
Yeah. You know, I really want to jump in and just congratulate you. I mean, going over 300, I mean, that's always a good thing. And, especially doing it the way you're doing it and you know, putting this whole thing together. I've made it a point to stay off Fridays, not because I don't want to be on Fridays, but, you know, the best part about what's happening here is the response and the people and the caliber of people And it's just kind of an offshoot of, you know, if you set things up right, you can have leaders like yourself and some of the other guys on here, Kristen, running this thing, and it runs great. And I appreciate you doing all that. But what I'm going to do Tuesday, I'm going to do some old school methods that I used back in the days that will connect into technology today. And I thought I would just mention that. But one of the things that I invested money in that, you know, I had, I went to Hawaii. The first Hawaii trip I ever went was like in 1991. And they took 500 people, and it was the top 500 in income. And when they ran, they had a Las Vegas convention, and they ran the numbers across, and I didn't qualify. And I was like, golly, I missed it, you know, whatever. And then I got a call about 2 weeks later to call Art Williams' office. And I'm thinking, all right, what did I do? I'm getting ready to get fired or something. I don't know what I've done. And anyway, the I love it.
Roy, you still there? He cut out, didn't he? Kristen, did you? Is that just me?
Yeah, he cut out on my.
He cut out.
Okay, let's see if he comes back here in a moment. Roy, you're in a bad spot or something. We lost you. You were doing really good until Hawaii. You called Art Williams, or you're about to call Art.
Okay, let me see. All right, hold on 1 second. Let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we're good now.
Okay, so. Anyway, I get over there and I come back and I'm over there for a week and there was not a single sale made by anyone on my team. And I had got like 20, 30 people coming to the meetings and not a single sale was made. And I was like, you know, my business is in my head. Okay. It's not on papers, nowhere to be found. And I did two things. The first thing, and this one, I was broke. I financed Tom Hopkins videos. Okay. And we started playing Tom Hopkins videos every Tuesday, but I financed it. Okay. Over like 2 years, I was that broke to buy his video training and I started seeing people do stuff on their own. And so I spent money, I invested money in training and it helped me. And I would really encourage you for your new people to make sure that they learn how to ask questions. And that's the one thing I get from Tom more than anything else. Is he knows how to ask questions. What are you doing now? What do you enjoy most about what you have now? What would you alter and improve? Who's the decision maker? You know, any ADS. So just stuff like that. But I'm going to talk about that on Tuesday. I really just want to jump in and say congrats. I look at this and, you know, got, I mean, the caliber of people and the caliber of the quality of information is incredible. But anyway, I'm not going to take any more time, but you might think about, you know, what if your guys are not able to, know the right questions to ask, then find out the pain points. And then if they don't find the pain points, it's hard to fix a problem if you don't know what the problem is. So anyway, but I'm gonna let it go with that. Josh, great job, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Roy. Yeah, that's fantastic. I used to watch probably the same ones, Roy. They were like Tom Hopkins with like a bowl cut. It was like Sales from the Future or something. It was like, it was so corny. It was awesome. And they were on VHS and I'd watch those in my RVP's office for, I don't know. I watched every one of them. I went through the series like 4 times. And after that, I mean, I was a 21-year-old closing $5,000-$10,000 a month personal. It was like easy because you just got to know the questions, you know, and get people emotionally involved and stuff. And it's amazing. So that's funny because, yeah, I think I agree 100%. People don't know the questions to ask. They just can't ever. You can't educate, you can't disturb, you can't get to the heart of things. So, awesome stuff. So Aaron Fisher, I know, good to see you, buddy. Good morning. I know you've done some things and I think that from everybody I've talked to, you're like the most organized sales team pro. I feel like you're like, yeah, I'm on sales team pro. No, I'm like organizing this, I'm organizing that, you know, and you're like, I got it purring, it's running, you know? And the type A's struggle with that, of course. So, you know, you clearly put time into that. Did you invest into somebody in that? What other things have you been doing? If you don't even want to go down that road, what other stuff have you invested in?
Yeah, from listening today, I mean, everything that was been mentioned, we've been using. I do need to get a profile video. That was the next thing I wanted to get done, and I actually have my wife on that project because she's more creative than me with scripting. But For me, the biggest time saver, game changer, it just getting organized, because just the follow up and the follow through has already been mentioned. I mean, that Acuity scheduling link, I mean, I get sometimes it's 2-3 appointments a day have just come through other people just scheduling on their own time, having it in our sales team pro. Yesterday I got on a call at 9 o'clock and the couple just didn't get on, and I just went on and I pushed the you missed your appointment campaign, and my secretary did send out a message, and late last night I saw that they were rescheduled. You know, it's going to be closed business for me on the mortgage side, but I didn't have to do anything. Yeah, it was inconvenient. I was all ready to go at 9 a.m., but I didn't track them down and get through everything. It's just the system, you know, updated that for me. So I'm grateful for that. And again, I'm trying to get better at technology and listen to that. I don't have anything new to add other than, you know, I think you got to get better mentally. I don't know if Audible was mentioned, but I don't listen to the radio in the car. I'm always on an Audible. I'm always on a book. I'm always looking for something I can use, whether it's getting my, you know, just getting better at every different area in my life, you know. And I just don't waste, I try not to waste any time even traveling to the office or traveling to appointments. And Audible is has been a great thing in my life. I've been doing that for about 5 years. So, I don't have any new ads, Josh.
No, I mean, it's good though. Cause like, how do you get better? And if you drive a lot and you this or that, like I'm in a text group with, some leaders and, that Roy and I are in. And this morning, one of the guys like, here's the book I'm reading. I had it down. I was getting ready to walk out the door to go to the gym. It's like 6:30. And, I downloaded it. Boom. I was listening, Aaron, on the way. You know what I mean? It was like, all right, what am I, you know, somebody says, read a book. This is good. All right, let's roll. Like, turn it on, you know, and that's an investment, right? Cause whatever my Audible cost a year, I don't know, $100 or something. What is that, you know, worth to be able to self-improve when you're driving constantly, you know, like you never let up, which is awesome. So yeah. And something I think with the video, or I'm sorry, with your scheduling link, everybody, if you've got Acuity, Calendly, you know, whatever, some plan like that. Okay. In all of them that I've seen, and I've done this in mine, I got this idea from my buddy, Chris Kowalski. What he did was I did this as well, is I added like my profile video. You can add your landing pages. You can add some of your publicly shareable links. So I added into one of my calendar, or one of my like Acuity when they schedule, right? In there, in part of, it's like in the confirmation section, you can add stuff. So you can add in there, like, I did the retirement quiz. So I'm like, hey, before our appointment, if it's a retirement appointment where like they were a lead that came to me, it's for retirement. It's just, you know, it's not like a kind of a, just a KT, kind of thing. I have them take the retirement quiz, cause I want to know, how much money do they have? Do they know what they're paying in fees? Do they have a financial advisor or not? I mean, it eliminates 15 questions from the conversation, right? Or at least I have that information before we get into the conversation. So you can add stuff to the confirmation slip that, you know, email part that they get after they schedule an appointment. It's like, hey, watch this before our appointment, watch this profile video on me and take this quiz, you know, or whatever. Build it out custom. You can tag that stuff in there. And I noticed when I added some of those things, the show rate increased. So just a little tip when you're using those kinds of software, you know, what they can kind of help with. So Mark, I see we brought you up. Mark Solomon, did you have your hand raised or what's going on? See if you can come off mute. Mark, my man. Why doesn't he have a mute button, Kristen? I can't like unmute him. That's weird. Okay. Kristen, did you bring up Carl? Did he have a question? Or Carl, do you got a question?
Not so much a question. First of all, Josh, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia. We're 7 in the morning.
Thank you.
But I enjoy your input. And Roy, Matlock, you guys are tremendous. But other than accolades, I think one of the first things anybody should do as you get into this adventure, is to read the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And I think a lot of the things that you have pointed out this morning are systems. And if you don't get your brain into a system mode and not having to do something, let's say even twice, put it into a system. And his book has influenced my life so much. I just believe everybody should read it. And I like the first couple of points was get a sales assistant and get an office manager. And that's my input for the day. Thanks very much.
No, Carl, the big facts, okay? Michael Gerber, E-Myth, we talk about that. Roy turned me onto that book. And when I read it, I was just like, oh my gosh. Exactly. It's funny because exactly what Roy said earlier, right? It was like, it was all in my head. You know, and that's exactly what Michael Gerber says, the recipe for disaster with a business, right? And yeah, it was all in my head, had to get it systematized, get it down on paper, right? So that's awesome. Well, thank you for the input. Great, great point. Go buy E-Myth. There you go. There's something that you can, more money, less problems. You go invest in that book, you invest in the concepts, you're going to have less challenges. So really, really good stuff. Who is that? Go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the systems talks that we're talking about, all this technology, in reality is to market and get on more appointments and hopefully get on more qualified appointments. And I just want to put a plug in for this Sunday night's training. I'll be running that along with Todd Newkirk. I got Peter Galopos up in Canada. And then Kristen, I think there's another person, one or two we have. And the whole topic it's about, Annie Riveron, is all about, you know, getting in a five-point market and staying in a five-point market. And this is a segment that, you know, we can touch on Sunday night. So if you're a leader listening on this call and you're like, man, I wish I had some more, just get them on Sunday night. We're going to cover more of this topic, because even though it's not about all the technology, it is about appointment setting and getting on more appointments and getting our calendar, you know, working without us, which is super cool. But I wanted to put that plug in for Sunday night, Josh.
That's awesome, Aaron. Thank you. Dano, what's up, man?
Nah, just living the dream down here where it's not near as cold and snowy as it is in your neck of the woods.
Dude, I feel like you would enjoy the ice bath. I think you'd get into it.
Absolutely. And then all my chronic arthritis will really start setting me free. But yeah, I mean, the technology, I mean, I've implemented, you know, from these guys, obviously I was an early, if not maybe the earliest adapter on Sales Team Pro, but then with the LFIC, I use that along with my, you know, websites and stuff like that. But, you know, and Annie brought it up last week, I think it was, with Sprinklr. Basically what I've got, you know, I've got my personal profiles on social media, and then I've also got my business profiles. And so I've got an individual that actually takes care of posting through Sprinklr, updating things, linking things back to the websites and some of the enhancements we're doing there. So that, you know, that's kind of the marketing piece of it. And then obviously Be Dollar Smart. I mean, I spent about half an hour, 45 minutes last night with my upline. I'm going out to their base shops this weekend and doing some training on all the ancillary products, because, you know, they know insurance and some of them know investments. But the thing is getting them to think about all these other products, especially things that while they're getting their license can start making them some money and things like that. But, you know, old school sales mentality, you know, you get more than one hook in the client, you're going to retain the client. And so it's understanding all these valuable products that the company does have at our disposable to be able to offer clients, you know, to again, keep them. And then that strikes up conversation. I mean, I had a client come in, I inherited him because their agent's not even around anymore. We did an end of term like 2 years ago. And I mentioned getting his wills updated. And then out of the blue, he schedules on my Acuity. So again, using the Acuity, he schedules an appointment and wanting to talk about setting up his wills and PLPP and things like that. So walking them through that process. So it's just, it gives you more reasons to have more conversations with your client. And then kind of piggyback on what Roy said, you know, going back to old Tom Hopkins days, things like that. What I think is hard for a lot of people is, especially if they're sold on this idea that, you know, everybody in the world needs what Primerica does. And all you got to do is just open your mouth and say, hey, and everybody's going to sign up. You know, it doesn't work. So I think the whole thing of perfecting your skills, you know, I'm a horrible reader, but I'm becoming a better reader just because of that, you know, fact of, I mean, if a book comes up, I'm reading it just to see what I can pull out of it. You know, but at the same time is putting in the time in the self-development, you know, Hector was a big influencer for me early on as far as, you know, self-development. And I think so often we get a person in here and, you know, they may run an appointment and then I ask really what I call basic questions. And they're like, oh, well, we didn't discuss that. And in my mind, it's like, I want to beat my head against the wall and go, are you kidding? That's like an elementary question just to talk to somebody, you know, and get them speaking. So I think just learning how to have those conversations and conversations with an agenda and, you know, sales skills that we can pick up from these books and Tom Hopkins CDs and, you know, all the stuff that we kind of grew up on in the business, you know, Hector's Lamarck system, you know, if people aren't willing to put that effort in, they eventually are going to either die or they're going to have to decide, like a lot of us did, I got to put the effort in if I want to get to the next level. And I think once we master that self-development, then it's kind of like Joe said, the caliber of his clients are going up and work gets easier because that higher quality caliber client is the one that's going to be reaching out to you in addition to you reaching out with them. They're the ones that are going to go utilize the technology and schedule the appointment, you know, and so it makes work not necessarily easier, but more convenient and more productive because then you're not, you know, chasing things that you hope are going to materialize. You've actually, like Roy says, you've pre-sold them before they come in because you've done the right things on the front end to educate, lead, to make the, to where now they're making a decision.
Man, that's really good, Dano. Yeah, so be dollar smart. That's one of the things that he mentioned that nobody had mentioned yet that a lot of people have been using and seeing a lot of success with. Dano, what's kind of the best thing about that program? You know, we've hit scheduling link really hard, this and that, but what's the best thing about Be Dollar Smart that you think is good for like people running a shop or training people?
Well, I think even from my standpoint, you know, it's like, you're always looking for, okay, I'm going to do an annual review and obviously if you want to be the pro, you want to be like Ben Shepherd and have this whole agenda and have some recommendations and things like that to really present. But like we talked about on MPI yesterday, you know, you better stay up on the news. You better stay up with those things. So again, self-development comes back into that. But, you know, with me, it's like, I just, when I'm scheduling those reviews or I've got my admin calling in to schedule those, it's like, hey, we've got some new technology that we're using. And the reason I like it is again, it's just like the retirement quiz that you use. And that is, it lets them, you know, get asked questions. They give responses and now, bam, you've got the talking points. And I think when you're training and developing or you're building a base, you know, half the people are tuned out to when you're training, you know, and so forth. But with this, I mean, if you just take, I mean, obviously with BD Assist, which is the teleprompter, I mean, yeah, you can be lazy and just read the screen. But even if you're lazy and you read it 20 times, you're probably going to retain it. But I think memorizing that, what you end up with, especially through their training program, is, you know, you hear Roth IRA or no Roth IRA is the alert. Immediately, you know, you're able to respond to what is that? How does it work? What's the benefit to that? So now you're out, you know, maybe at a Super Bowl party or you're out networking and somebody says, yeah, I've been thinking about a Roth. It's immediate muscle memory that's going to kick in and you're going to be able to say, you know, hey, you know, do you understand the full benefits of a Roth IRA or, you know, what do you know about a Roth IRA and being able to actually unpack that and explain to them, you know, how much they can contribute and where most people are and really almost gain the commitment in a conversation that entices that person to say, well, we need to get together so that you can, again, start educating them more. And I think the educational, you know, to me, it's almost like you go to the doctor and you fill out, you know, an online, you know, these are all my symptoms and this is what I'm dealing with. And the doctor can now come in and go, okay, it's one of three or four things. Let's address them, you know. And so you're professional because now you're just addressing what's important to them. But at the same time, you know how to prescribe the right antidotes to get them from where they're at to where they want to get to. And I think people just see it as a valuable tool. But as you're training new people, I mean, who wants to memorize a six page or a two page or draw out the rule 72 on a yellow pad? Now, don't get me wrong. I think you need to learn all that and master all that. But I think for the newest person, a tool that they can just learn that's point and click, like, you know, like all the stupid quizzes you take, you know, about, you know, what kind of Barbie doll would you be on Facebook or whatever, you know, it people interact with that. And now it's a way that they could interact with that technology and you can be more productive. And now you're taking an hour, you know, presentation and turned it into a 15 to 30 minute conversation that leads to, we're going to do business.
So what I get out of that is that Dano's taken the quiz on Facebook of which Barbie would you be on Facebook?
Yes, I have. And I might say I was rather sexy.
Yeah, right. You're good looking Ken, you know, like,
yeah, exactly.
I love it. That's awesome. Great stuff. Yeah. Appreciate it, Dano. Michelle, comment or question? See, we pulled you up this morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning,
everybody. I have more of a comment, too. It was something that was discussed here a couple of weeks ago. Not so much an app, but someone suggested about going in and doing the wellness seminars, and it's such a great thing for the new year.
Yeah.
And I think it's so refreshing for businesses and just people in general to have someone saying, what can I do for you? Or I can do this for you. Especially I'm in a place where there's just tons of networking and it's just so overwhelming to be bombarded with, you know, can you do a one-to-one? Or I want to tell you about my business. And I try not to do that. I'm trying to just ask people about their business. And eventually it'll come to me, but there's a big Mexican restaurant here that's fairly new, and they have about 75 employees. So B&I meets there, and we go there frequently on our own, some friends and I. So we just got to know the owners, and there's probably 75 employees. So we're working on doing a wellness seminar with them and a financial wellness seminar. And I even told her, we'll do it in English and Spanish. Annie's my RVP, and there's another woman on our team, and I said, let's just go. I'll do it in English, and then you just repeat in Spanish what I say and have a sign-up sheet, and there's like 75 people. So after that, it's really easy to get people to sign up if they want to do more, again, for free at home with a personal thing. And then the B-Dollar Smart plays in with, it's still all about them. They don't care that the company started in 1977. If they get sketchy about that, there's information to tell them, but they pay more attention when it's all about them and how they can be specifically helped with their situation. So the restaurants and businesses doing financial wellness seminars, in addition to everything that's already been mentioned, including Brad Gerard's scheduling thing, they're all awesome, awesome tools.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Yeah, that's really good. So client, like, so two types that I was actually going to talk about that today. So it's good. I client webinars or client seminars. So do one just for your clients. So like you invite clients to something, okay? And I do it as a quarterly review. So I do like investment talk and kind of what's going on with the market, and we cover some investments, insurance. We just cover things light, but then also give like an update, you know, on kind of what's going on in the markets and things like that. Well, I do that. I invite my clients, and then I invite my clients to invite somebody, right? And then that gets people in. The idea of doing it through a business like Michelle did, going to, you know, basically creating, you know, if you will, a business seminar inside of a restaurant. I've done that before. I think I talked about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I got a huge deal by doing one at a pizza place for like 8 people. And then it turned into doing the rollover for a ton of pensions out of this one place years ago. Did like $5.5 million of investments out of that group. And it was fabulous. So really, really good stuff. Thank you, Michelle. Mark and Stacy Sitzma, these people are absolute studs. I've known them a long time. Geez, I don't know, probably over 10 years now. Over 10 years in Michigan, over 300 in income, really, really strong, solid core business people for a long, long time. So Mark or Stacy, whoever's available, just kind of want to hear, what are some things you guys do, things you've invested in? I know you're pretty new to Sales Team Pro. How are you digging that? Kind of fill it everybody in. Are you there? Shoot. Mark came off and then he's back on mute.
Okay.
There we go. You're good.
Trying to get acclimated to Clubhouse. That's how new we are to all this stuff.
You're golden. You're golden. Go ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, I know you can't say it enough though. So excited. 300,000, Josh. I mean, and I know you're going to leap to half million to a million so fast, but ownership, I mean, it's so, congratulations. I didn't see that clip over last night. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Couple things. So much, I mean, to unpack, but Joe, when Joe spoke, he mentioned something about the investment, iCloud investment. I don't know if I could quite catch that. I wanted to hear what that was again, or maybe, I don't know if there's a chat or somebody can DM me on that, but as far as adding or contributing to the conversation, one other thing that we've been using that I haven't heard mentioned that I've gotten some traction out of is, and I think maybe John Pruitt's mentioned automated stuff, but I've been using Connected. It's a program that, you know, has helped me initiate some conversations. I primarily use it on LinkedIn, just to try to connect with people. So it's my verbiage. It's kind of like the email, right? It's my language, but it's kind of in an automated sequence to try to generate some connections with people. Then that transitions into, and I got to get it running through Sales Team Pro. But a follow-up, and then I'm connecting people through Zoom, and then that's transitioning into, I mean, we did a $400,000 investment. I've got another probably $50,000 coming just from this past week from that, with a couple other individuals that I've met. But I honestly use it as a filtering system. I mean, I connect. I want to bring value, add content, bring value. But then I also, as far as getting to meet with me, or meeting with that person, I'm really using it as a filter. I'm using the LFIC videos and now the link app, and then the scheduling piece there. And my office manager, we call her Queen G. I mean, she's earned the title. She's on here too, listening in. But she has been one of our biggest impacts over the last year. We had some, you talked about freedom, right? Distractions, etc., going on that were healthy, good distractions, but she helped us keep things moving. In fact, we went from, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 of income and really weren't as focused on the growth of our business last year as we are this year. So I really, the office manager thing and putting her in place there was a huge piece for us. But again, that Connected app helped us, or is helping me a lot with, it's, you know, we are limited in two things, I think. Time, we all have only so many hours in a week. So you talk about leveraging our business. And then the other thing that we're limited in is energy, right? I mean, you can work out, you can take vitamins, you can do things to influence your energy and keep your energy up. But at the end of the day, every human being's only got so much energy. So these tools just help us leverage and save and conserve our energy to focus on the most profitable areas of our life. And like you said last week, staying in the lane, right? That you're strong at. So I think those things. And then the last question maybe I wanted to throw out that I've heard just snippets of, and I think it is anybody using a hierarchy, like an app to organize your hierarchy training stuff? Is there anything out there like that anybody's been using and having success with?
Yeah, Stacy. Awesome. So you actually talked about the office manager, which is good. Like you got an office manager and you saw like an increase of your energy, probably organization. Would you agree? Like you guys like got more organized. Did like the sales process get easier to get somebody like, from when you talk to them through to money moved or sale closed, you know, that kind of thing? Like what has having her really helped with the most?
Yes, absolutely. Let her D all the above. I'm sure she could chime in, but I'll say, or Mark can chime in actually in what he's seen. But for me, the biggest thing is the organizational, keeping everything moving And she's so good at communication and posting things and making things cute and fun for the team. So communication, keeping things fun, organized. And the biggest thing is we took the Howard Lashner system because we weren't on Sales Team Pro yet. We had not heard of Sales Team Pro, so late to the party there. But we were using the Howard Lashner system. And first, Mark was doing that manually, right? And having her come in and do the quarterly calls and keeping up with our clients, all of that has generated or moved our business hugely. So now if we can get that on this automated program that you guys are all talking about, which is what we're working on now, along with her expertise, it's just, I mean, I can't wait. Like it's like quantum leap. I mean, it's just crazy what I think the next 12, 18 months are going to hold with all that. But yeah, that would definitely be an organization, getting things to that. She's doing the quarterly phone calls. And now we have these tools to help automate that even better for her to better utilize her time and extract some of her skill sets to focus on the more profitable areas too. So, but yeah, moving the business from just that follow-up system has been key. And I can't wait to continue to implement these things that you guys are all talking about and we are working on, what that's going to do. You know what I mean? To see that result, you know, I can't wait to check back in 6 months and in a year. Like you said, it takes time, but once it's up and running, holy cow, watch out.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah. I used to work a solid 6 days a week, 10 hour days, probably to make 200. And I swear to everybody, I worked like 3 days a week, this year. Like I worked so little this year, it was almost stupid. It's like almost wrong. That I could increase my income by that much and work as little as I did. But that's what the systems are. You know, I had freedom. It's like my energy is back. I'm not drained. I'm excited, that kind of thing. I will kind of wrap us up here. But yes, there is a hierarchy app. Jeremy Francis, Dean's son, has an app that many hierarchies are on. It's a hierarchy app. It's brilliant. It's actually one of the cool. Last week, I was going through this whole like thing with Ryan Simonis, new $100,000 earner regional leader in Dean's office. Kids just killing it. And I was going through, he was taking me through their hierarchy app and how he's like fast tracking new people and getting people licensed. And it was just brilliant. So Stacy reached out to me on that and I can help you get you hooked up on that. That is like a company approved, like all good kind of thing. So anyways, what a big topic today, just to kind of summarize, okay? Client webinars you can do, business networking events, you know, networking for clients. That's kind of stuff that you can invest in, right? Because sometimes they cost some money, right? A scheduling program, you know, so you get Acuity or get Calendly, schedule those out. Link, L-I-N-Q, John and I have Link, love it. An office manager, get a website or landing page, a profile video, BombBomb, headshots, get headshots. Oh my gosh, we don't have a headshot. Look at mine. It's beautiful. You want a proper headshot. Okay. Same thing of all the panels. So you want something that looks professional, read the E-Myth, be dollar smart, connected. There's so many things that you can invest in that absolutely will make your life easier. So you can step your income up. You can make more money than you've ever made. You can work less, or you can work just as hard and really absolutely blow up. So everybody have an awesome weekend. We appreciate you being on as always. We'll see you guys next Friday. Take care.